Shishi, the pasuk continues, Vayosef Avram, and Avram proceeded, Vayikach Isha, and he took a wife, Ushma, and her name was Keturah. Rashi says that Keturah was really Hagar. And she was known as Keturah for one of two reasons. Either Keturah miloshen of Keteres, because her maisim, her deeds, were beautiful like the Keteres. Secondly, Keturah means Keshura, tied, because she tied and closed her Pesach, her opening, and did not have any relations with anybody else from the time that she separated from Avram. The Medrash says that the reason why this pasuk of Avram marrying Hagar is written next to the pasuk of Yitzchak marrying Rivka is to teach you that an almoin, one whose wife died, should not remarry until all his children are married and out of the house. That's why it wasn't until Yitzchak got married that Avram took back Hagar as his wife. Vateled loy, and she bore to him. Hagar bore to Avram the six Bnei Keturah, which were Zimron Yokshan, Midon Midjon, Yishbak, and Shuach. V'Yokshan Yolad, and Yokshan had children, Shiva and Dedan. Uvnei Dedan, and the children of Dedan, Hayu were Ashurim, Letushim, and Leumim. Rashi learns it means Hayu, they became nations, the nation of Ashurim, the nation of Letushim, and the nation of Leumim. And Rashi does not like Targum Onkelos' Pshat, who says Ashurim means people who live in caravans, Letushim, tent dwellers, Uleumim, and people who live on islands. Uvene Midjon, and the children of Midjon were Epha, Epher, Chanoich, Avida, and Elda. Kol Ele Bnei Keturah. All these were the children of Keturah. And then Tziv in Sefer HaMikdavar asks, why didn't the Torah make a big deal out of the fact that Avram had all these children at such an old age? Avram at this point was 140 years old, because Yitzchak got married at 40, and Avram was 100 years older than Yitzchak. So he was 140 years old when he had these children. Why didn't the Torah make a big deal out of it? And then the Tziv answers, because he already had children at the age of 100. So it was already as if the Pesach was opened and he became somebody that can have children. Therefore the Torah does not make such a big deal out of the fact that he had children at 140. This Netziv always bothered me, because if that's true, then when he had children at the age of 100 should not either be such a big Chiddush. Because 14 years before that, at the age of 86, he had Yishmael. So just like over here, we're saying 140 is not a big deal because he had children at 100. So 100 should not either be a big deal because he already had children at 86. And the pasuk continues, Vayiten Avram es kol asher lo li Yitzchak, and Avram gave everything he had to Yitzchak. We know earlier in the psukim that Avram gave a shtar matana, a document stating that everything that Avram owned belonged to Yitzchak. So what is Avram giving in this pasuk that he did not already give? And Rashi says, because he gave the power to bench anyone that Yitzchak would want. Until now, Avram was able to bench anybody he wanted to. That was a bracha that Hashem gave to Avram when he said, Ve'yeh bracha, in Parshas Lech Lecha. Over here, this power Avram was giving over to Yitzchak, so that now Yitzchak can bench anybody that he wants. V'levnei ha-pilakshim, and to the children of the concubines, the children of the pilakshim. And Rashi had a girsa in his Sefer Torah, that it is written chaser. There is no yud between the shin and the mem of the word pilakshim. And he says it is because there was really only one pilagesh, because Hagar and Keturah were really one and the same person. So the children of the pilakshim, the children of Hagar, asher la'avram, these children that were to Avram, nosan Avram matonois, Avram gave presents. What type of presents did he give them, if he gave everything to Yitzchak already? And Rashi explains, either he gave the Shem Tumo, which means the name of impurity, the power to do witchcraft and sorcery. That's what he gave to the Bnei Keturah. Rashi in the second pshat says that he gave matonois, which means the matonois that he received from Avimelech and from Paroi because of Sarah, those presents he did not want to benefit from, and those presents he gave to the Bnei Keturah. Vayishalachim me'al Yitzchak benoi, and he sent them away from Yitzchak his son, be'oidenu chai, when he was still alive, when Avram was still alive, kedma, eastward, el Eretz Kedem, to the land of the east. He sent them out of Eretz Yisrael. And the Mefarshim ask, why does the Pasuk have to tell me that Avram sent them away Ba'idenu Chai when he was still alive? Obviously, he sent them away when he was alive. Can a person send somebody away when they are dead? And I saw a teretz that the halacha is that one cannot take somebody out of a Yerusha, of an inheritance, once the person dies. When the Meirish dies, then everybody gets the equal chelik that they are supposed to get. But before that person dies, before the Meirish dies, he can decide where the Yerusha should go. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. After Avram dies, he would not be able to take the Bnei Keturah out of his Yerusha. And since Sarah said, Lo Yerush Chazeh im Bnei im Yitzchak, she did not want Yishmael or any of the Bnei Keturah to inherit Eretz Yisrael together with Yitzchak. Therefore, Avram had to send the Bnei Keturah away out of Eretz Yisrael before he dies. This way, they would not get a chelek, a portion in the inheritance. And that's why the Pasuk says, Vayishalchem me'al Yitzchak benoi me'oidenu chai, when he was still alive. Kedmo el Eretz Kedem. Ve'ela yimei shnei chaye Avram, and these are the days of the years of the life of Avram, asher choy, that he lived, ma'ashana, 100 years, v'shivim shana, and 70 years, v'chamei shanim, and 5 years. He lived 175 years. And Rashi over here also says, just like Rashi said in the beginning of the parsha, by the years of Sarah, he says over here that at 100, he was like 70, and 70 like 5, b'loy chet, without an avera. And why does the Pasuk say over here, Asher Chai, that Avram lived, which seems to be superfluous words in the Pasuk? And we find the same Lashon in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Hei, Pasuk Hei, Vayiyu kol yumei Adam Asher Chai, Tesha me'o shana u'shloishim shana, that Adam lived 930 years, and over there also it says Asher Chai. And the Mefarshim all answer that the reason why it says Asher Chai in these two places is because Avram was really supposed to live 180 years, 5 years longer. It was only in order that Avram should not see Esav going Latar Boisra to the evil path that Hashem caused Avram to die 5 years earlier. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, that the years that Avram Asher Chai that he lived was only 175 years, because really he was supposed to live 180. Similarly, by Adam HaRishon, Adam was supposed to live 1,000 years, but he gave 70 years away to David HaMelech. Therefore, the Pasuk says that the years of Adam HaRishon Asher Chai that he lived was 930, because he was supposed to live 1,000 years. Vayigva, and he expired, Vayomos Avram, and Avram died, Beseva Toiva, with a good old age. As Rashi explains, that Yishmael did Shuvah in Avram's days, when Avram was still alive. That was the Seva Toiva of Avram. Zokain, he was old, Visoveya, and content, Vaye Osef El Amov, and he was brought into his nation. Vayikbru Oisa Yitzchak V'Yishmael Bonov, and Yitzchak and Yishmael, his children, buried him. And we see over here that Yishmael did tshuva and allowed Yitzchak to go before him. El Ma'oros HaMachpelah, to the Ma'oros HaMachpelah, El Sadeh Ephron ben Tzeichar HaChiti, to the field of Ephron the son of Tzeichar HaChiti, Asher al Pnei Mamre, which was before Mamre. HaSodeh Asher Kona Avram Me'es Pnei Ches, the field that Avram purchased from the people of Ches, Shama over there, Kubar Avram V'Sara Ishtoi, Avram and Sarah his wife were buried over there. Vayihi acharei mois Avram, and it was after the death of Avram, Vayivarach elekim es Yitzchak, and Hashem blessed Yitzchak benoi, Yitzchak his son. Why did Hashem wait until after Avram's death to bless Yitzchak? Rashi brings down two pshatim. His first pshat is that the bracha that Hashem gave Yitzchak was Tanchume Avelim, the bracha of a consolation, to console him over the death of Avram. So it was when Avram died, Vayivarach elekim es Yitzchak, Hashem benched Yitzchak and consoled him over Avram's death, over his father's death. Rashi's second pshat is that Avram had the power to bench anybody he wanted to, but he did not want to bench Yitzchak because he saw Esav coming out of Yitzchak. And he said, let the Baal HaBrachos, the master of all brachos, come and bench Yitzchak. And therefore, when Avram died, Hashem came and benched Yitzchak. Vayeshev Yitzchak in Be'er Lachai Roi, and Yitzchak lived and settled by Be'er Lachai Roi, the place where Hagar met all these malachim.